Hello, hello, awesome entrepreneur. It's Tash Corwin here, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. This is episode number 378, which means you can find all the relevant links and the show notes for today's episode over at tashcorbin.com/378. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you about the fact that yes, sales can be absolutely horrendous and horrid, but it can also be awesome, and how to have more of the awesome experience than the horrid. So if you find yourself in resistance to sales, or you've had some negative experiences with sales and you'd really like to avoid it altogether, this is going to be a really helpful episode. So I want you to make sure that you listen to this one, and make sure you also grab the show note link, because I've got a great free resource for you. So tashcorbin.com/378 is the link that you need. Let's dive into this episode, shall we? I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast. Okay, so I understand that we probably have all had pretty horrendous experiences in relation to sales over our lifetimes. So it might be as a buyer, but it also might be as a seller. Now, I had asked a question over on my social media in December, where I talked about a particularly horrible experience that someone had shared with me. And I asked people to share, like, tell me that we're not alone, like that, and share what's happened, what people have said to you or what they've done to you. And not only did we get a lot of people sharing some pretty gross stuff that had happened to them in order for that person to make the sale, but also people shared some pretty horrid strategies that they'd been told they needed to do in order to succeed and in order to grow their business. And so what ends up happening when we have those experiences, when we hear that message, when we learn sales techniques and strategies from people who aren't necessarily in alignment with our values and our integrity, then we can make that mean that sales sucks, right? That sales is something horrid, and that if you're going to do sales, you're going to have to manipulate people or get more persuasive or be a different type of person or treat people with a little more disdain or make people feel fearful or all sorts of things, right? So we get this message that in order to do sales or in order to get sales, we need to behave in a way that is out of alignment, or just the whole like sales process is a bit gross. And that's not always true, right? So hopefully so far in your business, you've also had an experience where sales has been absolutely epic and amazing and awesome. And you've been able to see that as well. Maybe that hasn't been your experience so far, but I can tell you that there are so many examples of sales being the most amazing experience, the most amazing process. It felt so natural, and the results are spectacular as well. So from my own experience, things like running launches, where not only did the launch do really well and I made lots of money and I made lots of sales, but the people who purchased were like really amazing fit. They were so excited to join. They end up being like the most amazing cohort of my program. And the people who didn't buy also found participating in the launch to be a really positive experience, and it helped them to move forward. So one of the things that I do when I run a webinar or run a live challenge or run a low ticket program or anything along those lines is that if there is an upsell, then I want the people who participate in that event and who don't buy the upsell to feel like it was a valuable use of their time and energy to participate. So if I'm running a webinar, I want everyone who comes to that webinar to find it valuable, not just people who buy from me. I'm not just focused on creating excitement for my product. I'm actually doing this to help my entire audience. And because I have that differentiator, it means that I enjoy my marketing and sales processes far more. I create a lot more brand loyalty. I don't have super high unsubscribe rates when I'm in launch. In fact, I like have very, very little unsubscribes from my mailing list. And especially compared to industry averages, which I have seen some numbers and I'm blown away by. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even get a fraction of the unsubscribes that these people are getting, and my open rates stay particularly high. And so I just know that the way that I market and do sales in my business works for my audience, whether they buy from me or not. And I love that, right? That feels really aligned for me. And it means that I'm not being a bother when I'm marketing or launching. It's actually going to be a really great experience for everyone who engages in that process. It might also be that you've had some fun sales conversations. I know for me, there's been some amazing ones. I've had sales conversations now where I've jumped onto the call and the person said, look, ultimately, I know I'm going to buy this from you. I just wanted to have a conversation so that you could help me explain it to my partner. Or I just wanted to have a conversation with you just to make sure you're really human and that you are there because, like, to be honest with you, I feel like maybe you're just this magical fairy, you know? Right. So we've had some really beautiful conversations about stuff like that. I've also had sales conversations where the person's like, oh, I just don't think it's the right fit for me. But I thought I'd jump on a call and just see because I want to do A, B, and C. And I feel like you're a really good fit energetically, but I'm not sure that you've actually got something that will help me to achieve this goal. And by the end of it, we're both like itching to just get started on the session to get like their first session together because we've just found so much synergy and it has been this spectacular experience. Also, I have had brilliant sales conversations where I've said to the person, you know what? I don't think you need to purchase this from me. I think all you need to do is go and watch this free training and everything will be okay. You're sorted. You've got X, Y, and Z. You're not going to get as much value out of the program as you think. You've actually got far more than you realize. And that is also like such a spectacular experience of sales. Having the capacity and the confidence to be able to say to someone, you know what? It's not the right fit for you. I've had people who have been so desperate to join the Takeoff program and they just want to make it work for their business model. And they're like, I know that I don't fit the criteria. I know that my business has been around far longer than what you would normally do with people. I know that blah, 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 but I just want to join. And I'll say, okay, well, look, if you really want to join, I just want to make sure that it's a good fit. Like, I'm not just going to take your money because you want to. Let's have a conversation about it. We get on this conversation. And again, I'm like, you know what? I just don't think it's going to be a good fit for you right now in trying to sell A, B, and C. Like, we could do some one-to-one work together, but my program is not going to work for you. And so look, I'll let you buy it and I'll take your money. But I want you to know, I don't think you should. And I wouldn't be doing my job as a mentor for business owners if I took your money without telling you, I don't think you should. And then the person has come back, like I've had people come back 3 years later and be like, right, now I'm ready to sell services. I want to join Takeoff, take my money. I'm like, yep, great. And when they do join, they see why it was so important for us to have that conversation. So, and then some people never join and that's cool too, right? So, and I'm happy about it. I think that every person I talk out of buying something from me that isn't a good fit is creating space and capacity for me to bring people in who are the right fit, but also it's creating a raving fan for my business, and it's creating a referral network, and it's creating trust, and it's creating alignment, it's creating integrity, and it's creating energetic alignment and magnetism for my business. And so for me, sales doesn't just rock and feel epic and awesome when I make sales. It's also when I'm just in the process and I turn away sales or I tell someone I don't think something is a fit. That also feels really amazing to me. And I understand in the early stages of my business, it probably didn't feel as amazing or I was less likely to say to someone, I don't think it's fit. Number one, I was selling one-on-one services. And so I could always like feel like, all right, I definitely think I can help you with X, Y, and Z. It's not the type of business I normally work with, but I can help you with it. So I'm more likely to be able to be flexible and adaptable to their needs. But also, I really wanted the money. And I really, really, really wanted to make sure I got to a profitable and viable business in the early stages. And we very quickly were relying on me to pay the rent and all sorts of things. And so that meant that I, you know, it didn't feel as great to say, oh, I don't think it's a fit, right? Because I wanted it to be a fit. So, but to be able to get to that stage in my business quickly, to be able to say, you know what, I don't think it's fit. Here's what I recommend instead. Go and work with this person instead, or just listen to this podcast episode instead. it's just such an abundant space to come from. And I think that that created an amazing snowball of that sense of abundance and also that sense of deep integrity and values alignment in my sales, which meant I loved doing sales more and more, which meant I got more sales conversations, which meant I made more sales. Like, it just created this amazing snowball in my business. There are other sales that really do feel spectacular, like waking up in the morning and seeing you've made sales overnight. Passive income products or evergreen products or courses, and you're in launch of something and someone buys something overnight. Delish. That's a lovely feeling. And even that, like, happy dancing and high-fiving people who bought something from you because you are both so excited for their purchase. And this happens quite a lot for me, that people will buy something from me and, like, we're both just so excited to celebrate it because we're excited to work together or we're excited to, be connected in that way. That person is excited because they feel clear that this is going to help them to get to X goal. And it feels like it's like they're clear and confident that it's the right fit. And I feel really excited because yes, I've made a sale, but I'm also so excited because I know that that sale is going to result in that person getting great results. And I feel really confident in my capacity to deliver. And so that also is just such a beautiful feeling. Like, if you have not experienced that before, sometimes it's because we put out this energy of, like, when people make a sale, the only person who's benefiting is the person who gets the money. But that's not true, right? Like, I'm sure that there are purchases that you've made in your life where you are so excited to hand over your money. My example of that is Taylor Swift tickets, right? Like, I was not like, oh, what a shame, I'm handing over money for these tickets. I was like, oh my gosh, I get to buy Taylor Swift tickets. We got in, right? Now, that also comes from this sense of scarcity and, like, we got in and we were able to buy tickets and we got in early and blah blah blah. Please don't come at me with your Taylor Swift sob stories. I understand it sucks if you didn't get tickets, but am I in, like, desperate sadness that I bought those tickets? No, I am not. And especially with the price point, you might assume that I would be like, oh, what a mistake. Still don't think it's a mistake. Haven't even been to the concert yet, and it's the best decision I've made in a long time. And so that sense of, like, you're happy dancing and they are happy dancing and you're high-fiving each other about this purchase, that's a time when sales is awesome and it feels brilliant. So I think that that's such a good thing to kind of anchor, and a thing to remember is that when you're both excited for that purchase, when you are both excited to engage in the sales process, not just the final, here's the money, not just the final, okay, here's your thing in return. When you are both excited and motivated to engage in the process of getting to the sale, that's when magic happens. That's when you hit your magical sweet spot. So how do you create that bridge for yourself? The first thing that I would recommend is ensuring that your sales strategies and processes are aligned with your values and in integrity for you. For me, that's a consent-based marketing model. And I coined the term consent-based marketing because back in 2018, when I tried to explain the way that I did selling, I would say, like, heart-centered sales, or when I talk about the lens of feminism and intersectionality, so I'd be like, it's almost like it's feminist approach to marketing. But the word feminist turned a lot of people off because they didn't quite understand it. I mean, thank you, TikTok and young women of the world, young people of the world, actually, bringing this resurgence of feminism back to the light and showing feminism for what it really is, especially intersectional feminism. But anyway, that's another conversation. But for me, I wanted to be really clear on, like, what is the foundation on which all of my sales and marketing strategies are built? Everything that I teach is built. And this term, like, consent-based marketing came up because, like, if we think about what the opposite is, it's often bypassing informed consent, or using psychological tools and strategies and manipulation without someone's informed consent, i.e. using neuro-linguistic programming in your sales processes, Or, you know, there's something in there where like the basis on which this feels out of alignment for you is that it is not deeply grounded in informed consent. And I've even seen people teaching like marketing to the unconscious, marketing to the subconscious, persuasive marketing or persuasion marketing, and then saying that that this is all done with consent. And when I understand like what strategies they're using, it is not done with consent. It's done with consent at the surface level, but you are doing things to people that they don't know or they're not aware of, and they haven't given you permission to do that. So like, for example, using hypnotic language or using hypnosis in the sales process, getting people to, you know, close their eyes and visualize this and visualize that and da 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 da. And basically you're putting people in a hypnotic state and then selling to them. You can't, without consent, market to someone's subconscious or unconscious and then call it consent-based because they willingly signed up to come to a webinar when you did not disclose that we were going to be using hypnotic strategies on them. You did not disclose that you were going to put them in hypnotic trance. You did not disclose you're still in hypnotic state right now and I'm going to sell to you. That's also not consent-based. Anyway, so for me, the model is consent-based marketing and consent-based sales. If that is something that you are interested in finding out more about, I'm happy to share more about that with you. And I do have a link for you in the show notes of today's episode to a sales and marketing course that you can do at your own pace that is completely built on consent-based sales. So that is something that I'd love to offer you today. So come and check that out at tashcorbin.com/378. I'll talk about that more in a second. But the second way that I make sales a more and more awesome experience and get to experience that sense of like, I'm excited and they're excited, is building my own belief and mindset around the value that I have to offer, and also building my belief and mindset around the results that I help my clients achieve. Because for a lot of people, the reason why sales feels yucky is because they're not sure it was worth it for the person, or they're not 100% sure if they can get people to the outcome, or they made grand promises and they're not sure they can deliver, or their inner critic is telling them that they can't. At the logical level, they feel like they can and they've mapped out a process and they feel like that process is lovely, but their inner critic is saying, well, how do you know you're going to get the result? Are you making promises you can't deliver on? And that's creating a sense of like disbelief for them, or just creating that sense of wobbliness around sales. And even in like belief that your marketing and your launch process or your lead magnets are valuable to everyone, including the people who don't buy from you. Like sometimes the belief is, well, you know, I feel like this sales process that I'm following isn't necessarily like really nice. I'm spamming people and bombarding them with 17 emails in 4 days and that feels gross, but I've been told I have to do it. And so there's like this lack of belief that they've created a marketing approach that really works for them. I do not teach 17 emails in 4 days, because unless someone signed up to your mailing list and said, yes, please send me 17 emails in the next 4 days, then I don't think that's a reasonable number of emails to expect when you sign up for something. But that's another conversation. So belief is the second strategy that I think we really need to build on when it comes to creating this beautiful experience of sales and this beautiful relationship with sales, not just the result, but the process. We need to pay attention to our mindset and our belief about not just our product or delivering, but also value proposition and the process through which we attract and convert people into paying clients. And then the final way that we build a marketing approach that feels like it's a win-win and get excited about sales is to have a strategy that is aligned for you. Not all marketing strategy is in your wheelhouse. Not all marketing strategy is an appropriate match for your niche. Not all marketing strategy feels like it's can be done from a space of abundance. And so if it's creating this sense of like, I have to create a poverty mindset or a lack mindset, or I have to build up people's anxieties in order to get the sale, then maybe that strategy is not for you. And instead of telling yourself you're the problem and your deep sense of integrity is a problem, please don't do that. Instead, why don't we create a strategy that is in alignment for you? Not just a consent-based strategy, but a strategy that's aligned with your strengths, that has you showing up in your zone of genius, that has you showing up with your audience in a way that can really be magnetic and create that sense of excitement and anticipation for your audience, because they can feel how much you love it and how aligned it is for you. And it doesn't feel like you're just showing up to try and make the hard sell and convince people to buy stuff they don't need. That comes down to the strategy selection that you make. So they would be the three layers that I would recommend working on. Consent-based marketing as a base foundation, building your belief in your products, your services, and your marketing, your delivery for your clients, and the results you're able to achieve. And then also having a marketing and sales strategy that's deeply in aligned with your values, your integrity, but also your strengths. And so if that is something that you would like to do and all three of those need attention, I would love for you to come and check out my Skyrocket Sales program. Because in Skyrocket Sales, that's exactly what I'm teaching. I'm teaching sales strategy that helps you to not only make more sales, but actually create sales in that way where both you and the buyer feel deeply excited by the purchase and by the process through which you got there. So Skyrocket Sales is a self-study program. It's just some video modules for you to watch. You can watch them at your own pace. It comes with a beautiful workbook to help you work through the process. And it's the perfect accompaniment to learning a specific marketing strategy. If you have Skyrocket Sales as your foundation, you'll be able to filter every subsequent marketing strategy you learn through the lens of, does this align to my values? Does this align with integrity? Is this consent-based? Is this something that's in my strengths? Is this aligned with my niche? Is this actually going to work for me? And so before you even buy another marketing approach or program, you can have that clarity for yourself. Not only that, I, in Skyrocket Sales, teach you tangible strategies that you can use to make sales in the short term and in the long term. And so you can start applying those in your business straight away and see the impact of creating consent-based marketing strategies and having those skills in how to actually make sales in a way that's deeply aligned for you. So you're not learning sales through the lens of just swipe my email file and just go and send these emails to your mailing list and sub out my words for your words on what it is about, and then expecting that to actually magically do its job. This is through the lens of you building your sales skills and learning what's going to be in alignment for you and your niche, as well as the products and services you're selling. And it's all grounded in consent-based marketing and sales strategy. So if you want to go and check that out, please do so over at tashcorbin.com/378. And if you go and check it out there with the show notes, you may even find there's a cheeky little coupon code so you can get it at a discount. Plus, I'll also link in those show notes to a couple of other podcast episodes that I would recommend that you also check out to help you to see the consent-based approach to marketing and sales, and also a really tangible, practical sales strategy that I highly recommend you give a go. And so that if you want to do that first before you purchase, you can see not only what the sales and marketing strategies are that I teach and how they feel, but also you go out and give them a go and make some sales first if you wanted to. And then if you want to really deepen your understanding and your learning, you can come and join the program. If you want to just jump straight into Skyrocket Sales, you're also welcome to do that. I would love for you to be part of it. And thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Heart Center Business Podcast. And until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.